This is Bonnie Sala with Reset. Can you remember nap time in kindergarten? After lunch, each child in the class had a blanket from home that they dutifully unrolled on the floor. We were then expected to sleep for a half hour. But I had no intention of sleeping. I hated naps. There were too many things to discover and too much fun to be had to sleep. Fast forward a few years and not much has changed. I love my work and I love the feeling of having accomplished things. There's always more to do. Resting is a hard thing for me. But God, through the tiredness I feel in my body, as well as through Scripture and His Holy Spirit, tells me to rest. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for He grants sleep to those He loves, Psalm 127:2 puts it. When I think I'm pulling ahead by straining myself, God calls my worn-out effort in vain. Pastor Rick Viotis notes that had Jesus not pulled His disciples away to rest, they would either have 1. Died of exhaustion, 2. Quit following Him, or 3. Ended up addicted to their work. 3 very real temptations we face. Feel like you have too much to do to take time to rest? Jesus never calls us to that. The life He calls us to is one that is lived to His rhythms, in His strength, powered by times of rest. Rest is a spiritual discipline I need to cultivate.
You've just heard Bonnie Sala with Reset. Reset your life by spending time with the truth and grace of God's Word today. For more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.